The pitcher plant tricks flies into getting stuck. The flies only think they're getting something good.
Sin is a lot like that pitcher plant. You think that it's a good thing, but soon you're trapped. Have you ever been tempted to sin? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Maybe you thought about taking something that isn't yours one time, or maybe you were tempted to look at something on the computer that you know you shouldn't see. Now, doing those things might feel good at the time, but let me caution you, it's a trap. And the more you give in to temptation, the harder it is to break free of it. Remember this important promise from 2 Peter 2:9. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations. And now for our story, it's entitled Foolish Flies. Hey, look at this weird plant, called Andres as he and his fellow campers made their way around the swamp. Hmm, murmured Mr. Pete the counselor. That's called a pitcher plant. It's one of North America's most interesting insect-eating plants. What are all those flies doing down in there? Asked one of the boys as they crowded around and peered into a cluster of leaves. That plant has caught them for food, Mr. Pete explained. It produces a substance, kind of like nectar, that attracts insects. They can easily enter the opening at the top of the leaves, but the sides are slippery and have thousands of tiny hairs that all point downward, and the flies can't get back out. So they drown in that pool at the bottom, I guess, remarked Andres. Those flies think they're getting something good, but instead they get stuck. Mr. Pete nodded. That can happen to us, too. Sinful things can often look good to us, but they will only harm us if we give in to them. I know that firsthand. When I was a teenager, I started using illegal drugs because I had a lot of tough things going on in my life, and I thought they'd make me feel better. But instead, I got stuck and became addicted. They only made things worse. What happened then? Asked one of the boys. My parents sent me to a special hospital to help me get better. It helped a lot, but I still struggled with addiction for a long time after that. I'm never trying drugs, Andres declared. I hope and pray you won't, said Mr. Pete. Like all sin, doing drugs will never lead to anything good. Sin can only hurt us. He looked down at the flies stuck in the liquid at the bottom of the plant. Sometimes it's hard to say no to something we know is wrong, but God urges us to come to Him for help. Jesus saved us from sin, and He gives us the power to resist it. We don't ever have to give in. And if we do, He offers us forgiveness and healing. As he spoke, they heard a buzzing sound. A fly was circling the pitcher plant, drawing a little closer with each pass. Well, how about you? Have you ever given in to something that you knew was wrong? We all have. Giving in to certain temptations can sometimes lead to a very serious problem. But even if a sin seems small to you, like cheating on your homework or talking about someone behind their back, it won't lead to anything good. It will only hurt you and others. Don't get stuck in sinful habits. If you know Jesus, He has freed you from sin's power. So trust Him to help you resist temptation. Our key verse is 2 Peter 2:9.
The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations.
And our key thought for today, say no to sin. I'm glad I could spend some time with you today on the Keys for Kids story. If you want an easy way to make the stories a part of your everyday life, then ask Alexa to play the Keys for Kids podcast. Then you can listen wherever you have an Echo device, like in the bathroom brushing your teeth, or in the kitchen eating lunch, or even at bedtime just before you go to sleep. It's a great way to make time with God a part of your life. Just ask Alexa, play the Keys for Kids podcast. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with Keys for Kids.